When Bitcoin hits 500,000, I won't sell. When Bitcoin hits $1 million, I won't sell. So that's confusing some of y'all right now. You're like, that's cap. That's, let's stop. You ain't got it like that, bro. Bullshit. Bitcoin hit $1 million. You gonna hold? You ain't gonna sell it? No. That, is there anybody who's confused about this? Me not selling Bitcoin? Because I'm gonna, I get you unconfused real fast. Pay attention to what I'm about to say to you. I don't know if you're a homeowner or not, for those of you who said you were confused, but if you owned a home, do you have to sell the home in order to take advantage of that asset when it goes up? Don't answer that question. I got it. You don't. If you buy a house, and I'm using just some generic numbers here, you buy a house for $100,000 and it goes up to $200,000. I'm using very generic numbers just so you can understand the concept. You buy something for $100,000, it goes up to $200,000. You don't have to sell it in order to take advantage of those gains. You could do stuff like HELOCs, you know what I mean? You can borrow against the asset. You still own the asset. You can borrow against the asset. You don't have to sell it. Assets are something that have value. Bitcoin, if I bought Bitcoin, and I did, you buy Bitcoin at $15,000, $16,000, all of that, it runs up to $500,000 or a million. Do I have to sell it in order to take advantage of those gains? No. I can borrow against my asset. You know that, right? You can borrow against your appreciating asset. You realize this. You don't have to sell it. That's ridiculous. I keep trying to tell people that don't own Bitcoin, they don't know what it is. They got this messed up. They should read my ebook and understand that 25% of your portfolio should be held in Bitcoin, if not a little bit more, to be honest with you. You're vastly underexposed to something that is going to be $1 million. I'm just telling you this. And you do not have to sell it. You can borrow against it. What happens when you borrow against an asset? A couple things can happen, right? If you bought something here and it runs up to 100,000, you brought it to 200, you say, oh, I wanna borrow $50,000 against my asset. Great, you got $50,000, okay? You borrowed against your asset. You're gonna have some APY, I mean not APY, but you're gonna have a percentage that you have to pay back and all of that. Okay, great. But what do you do with that money? You go off and buy a $40,000 Birkin bag? No. Stop. You do not take $50,000, okay, and borrow that against your asset and go buy a damn Birkin bag. Stop. You go and buy other assets. You know, like, let's pretend you bought something like a quadruplex, four units, and you rent that quadruplex out, $2,000 per unit. So now you have another asset that will appreciate in value. It's real estate. And you're also generating what we call what? Income. Because $2,000 times four units is $8,000 a month. Do you go buy a Birkin bag now? No. You take some of that capital and pay off your what? Your first, I borrowed some money and there's a debt, so you pay that. So now you have cash flow, you have two assets that are appreciating in value, right? And you're paying off the loan. Somebody say, wait, what?